by springtime. Larry's a jerk, he's an idiot jerk, he's an idiot jerk, he's an idiot jerk. Look how he dances, just like an idiot jerk would. Just like an idiot jerk would. Larry's a jerk, Larry's a jerk, he's an idiot jerk. An idiot jerk, he's a jerk idiot, he's a jerk idiot, he's an idiot jerk. An idiot jerk, which one's worse, an idiot jerk or a jerk idiot? Let's ask Larry, since he's both of them. Congratulations, jerk idiot. You just danced like an idiot jerk.
Woo! I must say that in his own country, in Mexico, this is, well, he is the king of the country down there.
Good morning. This is Tuesday, April 23rd. And this is the Podcast. And guess what? I called sick today! Yeah. I know. I'm a badass. So, yeah. Fucking fat fuck. Oh god, he annoys me so much. A fucking fat fuck neighbor of mine. He's so lazy, god. So sick of him. But yeah, today on the Postly Podcast, I'm on my way to, well, let's go Walmart. So I was gonna, well, let's just start off. I didn't get much sleep. I was up for a long time last night. Just had too much things going in my mind, and you know, at one point I thought, you know, maybe I should just power this through, get up, get some shit done at my house, and you know, and then just go to work after. But I just kept trying to fall asleep. Eventually, I fell asleep. It must have been like 3 o'clock. I got up at 7:07. And I just wasn't feeling it. Like, you know how it is. But I actually got up and got ready. Took a shit, you know. Pretty normal. Felt good. Took a shower. Then after I took a shower, I got ready, and at this point, I was still debating whether I should actually call in or not. Hold on. So let's see. Yep. So at this point, I was still debating whether I should actually go to work or not. But I just decided I shouldn't, because I basically, after I got ready, I needed to take another shit. And anytime you have to take a shit after you've already showered, You have to call out, because you already know it's going to be a shitty day. You know, like when your asshole is full of shit after you've already washed your body and your asshole, then the rest of the day is just going to be just as shitty. You know, it's a Toltec omen, you know. And obviously I'm a level 99 shaman, Toltec shaman. So, like, I can see these things well in advance. I can see these things that other people can't see. I have foresight AF. Foresight as fuck. You know, I can see into the future and into the past simultaneously. And then it causes the present. And you guys aren't on that shit, you know. You guys might be on that Book of Mormon, So you guys ain't got nothing on that Toltec wisdom. But right now I'm just chilling, I guess. I'm going to go to Walmart. I'm going to finish up creating my workspace. And oh my god, it's such a beautiful day. I might mow the lawn, you know. I saw my fucking bitch ass neighbor, and anytime I do, it kind of puts a foul taste in my mouth. But fuck him. I might mow my lawn, might get some outdoor shit done, get some sun. And then I feel good. Man, that second shit, it was like a baby. 20 pounds, I swear. Like, not that much, but it was like probably like 9.8. Like some shit a kid would fucking... I was like, how did I eat that much worth of food? I had to double check the shit, the pile of shit, to make sure there wasn't like a kidney or a fucking... liver or something. Like, I was like, damn, goddamn, didn't I just shit this morning? It was a normal shit. So maybe it's a day of rejoicing, like recleaning, recleansing, you know what I'm saying? Get the bad out with the bad, in with the good. And then I checked my horoscope, and it basically said that I need to get shit done today, and all the little projects that I had going, I need to restart them, and I will be very fruitful according to my astrology. And you guys know how much 100% true that is, astrology is, because it's on the internet, and the internet is factually 100% accurate. So it's, you know, it's real. It's as real as flat earth. Ooh. You thick. Look at you, girl. You fucking thick. This African guy's like, oh, you thick. I like me a white girl. I love pug. P-A-W-G. Pug. Pug. Buck up. Pug. Is that racist? You know what I've been wanting to watch? What's it called? Something from the Gods? You know that movie? That African movie? Where the guy finds a fucking Coke bottle, fucking spends, almost dies multiple times and does all this shit, tried to return it thinking it was his fucking god who dropped it, and because it fell from an airplane, and he thought it was a bird. He literally thought it was a bird. How dumb was that? How dumb did he feel? You know what they say, ignorance is bliss. Yesterday I went to this store, and it was the first store I've been to that was 99% white people. And I forgot what it's called, but it's a craft store. And I couldn't find shit, you know. And it was so weird. It was the weirdest experience. Like, if I would have went in there and not been conscious, it wouldn't have been so weird. But like, I noticed all these little weird habits and whatnot. So when these people queue in line, you know, when they get in line, they back away like 15 feet from the register. I don't know if it's to give people room, their space or privacy while they're at the cashiers. I don't know if it's just a custom of that store. Because typically when you go to a store, you know, you get up like 3-4 feet from the next person. But these guys, you know, and I think they were 15 feet back. And when I got in line with them, I think they wanted me to get another 15 feet, you know. So they wanted to have the cashier and then 15 feet so then they can wait. and give that first customer a one-on-one time with the cashier, and then they wanted me to give them 15 feet. You know, so they wanted me to wait 30 feet away from the cashier to wait in line. Do you know what I'm saying? That's a little weird. And they didn't have white thumbtacks. Can you believe that? Like, you know, thumbtacks, those flat little nails that you can stick into walls or little cubicles or whatever. They only had the bronze tip. And so now I'm coming to Walmart, you know, where minorities are welcomed and there's white thumbtacks. So, I don't know. That place is weird. It creeped me out. They had, like, white grandmas just chilling, knitting. They were knitting. They were just chilling there. They were, I don't know. I guess they didn't have anything better to do. Like, if I were them, I'd be home playing Apex. Apex Legends, trying to get their battle pass ranked up. But nah, they're just sitting at that whatever it's called, like Joanne's or Mary Jo's sewing machine or something. I don't know. I honestly already forgot the name. Let me see if I have the, maybe I have the receipt here somewhere. Let me double check. Joanne's Craft 10 millimeter gold thumbtacks, $2.99, plus that 48.85 for the state, for the county, and for the local. Bam, 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 bang, bang, bang. Taxes, taxes, taxes. Who was my cashier? She was a nice lady. I want to give her a shout out. Who was my cashier? It doesn't say who my cashier was. How lame is that? What a weird store. What a weird... Ooh, it's probably for the privacy of the employee. Whatever, it doesn't say. But yeah, very weird experience. Very weird. And I'm debating whether I should... Ooh, the fat girl with the pog is there waiting. I wonder if she saw me coming with my Hawaiian shirt, my Hawaiian t-shirt. She was like, oh, this guy. For him. Should I or should I not? Fuck it, I'm gonna strap up. Guys, in for a treat today, I guess. I'm gonna mic up to go into Walmart. I don't know if how weird this is gonna turn out, but YOLO. All right, so let's see how this turns out. Morning.
Okay.
Instant pot. Give me some of that. La 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 la. All right. What are the posters? Posters for the posers. So yeah, I guess that's it. They don't carry them anymore. So it is what it is, I guess. What else do they have then? Unbelievable to me. They don't carry them after the remodel. After the remodel, they won't carry them. How weird is that? That's one more person. Third looks the charm. Target. A flag? Not for that place. I wonder if it's all of them or just this one. They have let's see what's in the clearance. Hand sanitizer. How does that ever go on clearance? Doesn't it sell every time? Well, yeah, so I guess they don't sell posters there. Asked three employees. Two of them said there wasn't any. They had the headphones. The third said they're right down over there. So one didn't know what she was talking about. And the other one said there wasn't. So I'm trying to think. Some fire, pussy, fire, fire. And it's not STDs, she's just very good looking. Fire, fire, fire. Yeah, I shouldn't sing. But damn, girl, you look so good. It'll suck on your daddy's dick. I never felt that way in my life. It didn't take long before I made you my wife. Alright. Let's keep this train going. Let's take this party to... should I go to... the copper. Up ahead. Ready to put some lead to a minority. What's his priority? Civil justice and duty? Call of Duty? Or Call of Duty? Or Call of Booty? So where should I go? Fuck. I don't know what places would have posters. I want to get some posters to fill up the rest of the space in my bedroom. I want to start recording. I hate all that blank space. It's bothering me. Those posters a while back from China. I think they're still getting put on the ship. Holy shit, where could they sell posters? If Walmart doesn't have them, you know, like, where? Is that a niche purchase? What business is going to sustain itself in a store selling just posters? I went to FYE yesterday, but, I mean, that doesn't sound very promising to me, honestly. What road is this? I don't even recognize this road. Oh, yeah. I do. I am just mentally... I'm mentally fucked up. I have mental health issues. And probably on the spectrum of autism. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I guess we're going to Jordan Landing! Yeehaw! Jordan Landing! So in case you guys didn't know, we named our... So we have this town. It's called West Jordan. And basically, it's a city named after Michael Jordan when he beat the Jazz in the finals. We named a city after him because he was that great, you know. And I think that's the only place I can get posters now, you know. Like, Michael Jordan with that poster legacy. Now, you know, West Jordan, you know, the block originally named after Michael Jordan on the Bulls, on the then on the Wizards. You know, now it's probably his namesake. And, you know, if anyone wants to get posters in Utah, they know, you know, you have to go. You have to go through to West Jordan Landing, and that's the legacy I want to leave, you know, in my hometown. And Michael Jordan inspires me to do that here in Salt Lake City, and now we're going to his mall and see what we can, his shopping center. And right now I'm just driving alongside his private airport. He uses it sometimes to get in and out of Salt Lake. He has a house over there in Park City, and he frequents Park City and West Jordan, and true story. I hope this wind isn't too crazy. It's just such a nice, beautiful day. I want to get that sun. I want to get that beautiful sun. I want to go to Los Angeles and just spend the time at the beach for fun. For fun. For fun, 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 for fun, fun. Wow, such a beautiful day. What else did I have to talk about? Damn, I've been so fucking good at Apex. I think if I had a team, we could fuck some shit up. That game requires good communication between you and your teammates, and you know, if you're having to communicate with people you don't know, and then on top of that use chat, you know, it's, you're not going to be very successful. But in spite of that, I've been doing pretty good. So but yeah, I don't know, I kind of regret calling out today. Because I feel so shitty, like I feel like I'm not going to get shit done, but I do have the mind state of getting shit done. I want to completely have... Ooh, guy dropped his 2x4. There's no one behind them. Makes him feel like a jackass. So I wonder if Target, or I wonder if one of these other stores would be better. The bookstore, the bookshelf store. Is the bookstore, would that be better for posters? God, there's so much construction going on here in West Jordan Landing. You know what I've been... What I used to get into? Like the NBA's conspiracy theories and the NFL conspiracy theories, where like every game is fixed. And it's fixed in a way where there's a lot of symbolism in the, there's a lot of symbolism in the, what's it called, in the logos and what in the scores and whatnot, and the refs are supposedly paid off, and, you know, this big store. Fuck, are they not open? A bookstore that's not open? Like, I would imagine if people have time to read, it'd be this fucking early in the morning. Like, goddamn. Like, I read, like, Ty Lopez, or are they just fucking empty? I think they're just empty. I'll go inside. Oh, let me check the time of it. I think they're opening probably like in 30 minutes or some shit. There's a guy waiting, so I'm not even gonna risk getting off and looking dumb. Spudtotos, gourmet potatoes, and more. Come on down. I've never even heard of that place. Old ghetto. It looks like the same class of restaurants as Rumbai. And Rumbai is alright. It's not that. It's not the greatest, baby. It's all gravy. What should be my catchphrase? It's all gravy. Nah. I reckon, partner. Nah. Oh, shit. Is there a... Holy shit. I have to come over here and talk about this. So, you know how people line up at fucking Home Depot to get jobs? I think fucking people are lining up at home. Wait, what the fuck is this place? It's called At Home. The Home Depot Supercenter. Oh, shit. Bunch of fucking Mexicans over here. It's like Little Mexico. People washing cars. Maybe I can get an interview with someone. These guys look sketchy as fuck. Oh, holy crap. What's all these people doing here? There's like fucking 200 people. I'm gonna ask someone. Want to ask someone. There's a bunch of people here, though. I don't know any of them. Holy fuck, there's a bunch of people. Holy fuck, there's like fucking 30 people here just sitting here. Hey, do you guys know why there's all these people here waiting here?
Yeah, we work right here.
Oh, thought there was something cool going on. Have a good morning. All right, I guess there's nothing cool going on here. People are just gonna get to fucking work. Oh, fuck. All right, well, At Home. The Home Decor Supercenter. Well, fuck. I kind of feel like asking one of these guys if they would do a, if they would do an interview for like make some money. Maybe I'll ask him like after I get done with this this venture of mine where I find some posters, fucking evasive posters. Like, is there not a fucking store that has posters? There's another Walmart here at West Jordan Landing. So I'm thinking of I'm thinking there'll be some there. But if not, I don't, you know, I'm kind of lost, like, you know, the, I guess online, but you know what, where, man, I should start a business when you can go through a drive through and get some posters, right? You go, you roll up on this drive through window, And then you have this interface, right? This, you have a, like a screen, like a, you know, but you actually have like a tablet and you can scroll through and be like B2, B8, B7, B9, B69, 7, 8, you know, you can pick whatever the fuck you want. And then when you drive up to a drive-thru window, oh, bill me 7844, mister. And then you give them, you know, the 7450 or whatever, and then they give you back a whole bunch of posters, you know. That'd be fucking sick. I think that's a totally viable business in a capitalistic market such as America. I think I offended those guys. Hey, what are you guys doing here? Are you guys chilling? Nah, I just work. Don't they know about calling out to work and ruining your life? Like, they should listen to my podcast. I think they would learn a lot about that shit. I do have 8 hours of paid time off, so, like, but I mean, it's just not a good habit. I know I'm gonna get fired soon. I don't give a fuck. Yesterday was so bullshit. Like, I spent the whole day fucking working my ass off and getting very little in return for it. And I was so fucking boring. Like, I can't stand being in the environment, like, with those kind of, like, with that kind of people, with that kind of attitude around me. Like, it just, you know, you, it, I don't know, like, I think Japanese people have something correct when they're talking about, like, when, okay, I just had to hide my mic, but I think they have they're onto something when they're saying things like fuck, lost my train of thought. There was a bunny. There, let's go look for some posters. See if we can find some posters. Hey, do you guys sell posters?
I believe they do. I'm actually not a Target employee.
Oh. Right here, but, yeah.
If you go to electronics, I'm pretty sure they have a poster.
Sweet. Well, thank you. I went to Walmart. They don't sell posters, I guess. Yeah. Have a good one. Why did he have a Dell shirt on? He had a Dell shirt? He's putting away trading cards. Hey, good morning. Do you guys sell posters?
Yeah.
Sweet. Oh, awesome.
Right over there.
Thank you.
That's all the posters we have, right, Richie?
Nothing is impossible. It's cheaper than FYE. Utah Jazz poster. Oh, I'll just wait until it goes on sale. Mm-hmm. see. Let's see what else they got on here. Stranger Things. Computer accessories. Let's see. Oh, I didn't need an entree. And it's expensive. 2 terabyte passport. Everything Walmart does it. Ba-da-bow.
Hello. One jump. My coffee off guard.
Awkward. Today in a monster. Have a good one. Fire! Hi, Papeles. You look so good, huh? All right. So, here's a lesson for you. If you need posters, go to Target instead of Walmart. I guess there's no money in it for Walmart, and it's cheaper at Target than what I've gotten them for there. They have the same posters I almost got yesterday at $1 cheaper, so I'm glad I waited. They didn't have much of a selection either of cool shit. They had old shit over there at FYE. They had more relevant shit here. Let me pull the mic out. But I do appreciate you guys joining me here on my poster going experience. Know what I'm saying? Oh man, you know what kills me is I loved having a window down, on especially on beautiful days like today. And I'm just worried. I've done streams with my window down. I don't know if I went back and noticed how it affected my I don't listen to all of my stuff, so I'm sure there's some stuff that's gonna come back to haunt me that I've posted, that I've said, you know, it is what it is. What matters is that I'm being genuine, and you know, sometimes I might be trolling. Who knows? That's my gimmick. Who knows if I'm trolling? Maybe I'm being truthful. Maybe I'm trolling, you know. The truth is gonna be blended in with the entertainment. So, you know, have a scavenger hunt. Figure it out. Think for yourself. American First Credit Union. American Family Insurance. So every time I. The catchiest. I need to think of a catchy commercial catchphrase for me or something. listen to the Opoch League podcast, okay? Please, please, pretty please.
Took off my mic.
I'll just do the rest of the ride home with my sweet posters that I was able to find at West Jordan Landing. Shout out to Wayne Bryant, Nike, and Xfinity for sponsoring Michael B. Jordan. Captain Inn and Suits in West Jordan Landing. I fucked someone here once. Someone's had slept on the same bed I had sex on. Dude, I wonder if people realize that people do that in there. Like, why would you go to a hotel? People fuck in there. Like, I wonder if people realize that. Heck. I remember when my cousin worked at a mattress shop. At a hotel. And one time they threw away some mattresses. Like, you know, I guess they go through a period of swapping them out, like, after a couple years. And so he had a bunch of mattresses that he needed to throw away, you know. And I remember he brought one home, like, because his brother needed one, my little cousin. And he refused. He was like, no, that's fucking nasty. He didn't want to be in use a bed that was used, even though it was pretty probably like hygienic, you know. They go in and they disinfect every day, supposedly. Well, that was, you know, the reasoning behind doing that on my one of my cheap cousins' end. But it was so funny. I don't know. Oh, there's an airplane coming in for the landing. Oh, is that a fucking police officer that just went behind me? Am I going too fast? I don't think so. I'm going 35 right now. Speed limit's 40. I'm good. What's he want? Just happened to be getting out of the neighborhoods when I passed by. Wow, I don't know. I'm trying not to regret calling out because, you know, it's just like putting two steps forward, one step back. I just need to take advantage of the day, you know, because I feel like I'm almost there and I'm almost caught up, and then I can start a routine, you know, and I don't have to worry about petty shit. I feel like I'm almost there. And my studio looks amazing. Can't wait to start having people over and whatnot, but I need to do a little bit more TLC. And I have a couple things in the works for today, so. I should have done a podcast with just a random person. That might be a good, like, thing to do, like an on my way podcast, kind of, but instead it's just with someone else, you know, that I pick up at random. That would be so weird. I wonder if I'll get robbed. Rob Snyder'd. God, why are there so many beautiful women at Target? Every time you go to Target, the most beautiful women are there. Like, and they're like in their prime, you know, in their 20s. Always dress up really nice, high class. And beautiful round asses. Symmetrical faces, luscious hair, no dead ends, you know, shit like that. Long eyelashes, like, you name it, they got it at Target. Like, fucking posters, if you want posters, go fucking Target. I got two world posters. I got Dragon Ball Z one. They didn't have the original Dragon Ball Z one I wanted, but they had Dragon Ball Super. They had a Boruto poster, and I haven't watched Boruto But, you know, I'm going to get there eventually. I love Naruto, and I'm still, like, finding the time to go through that, you know. It was funny because when I was a manager, there was this girl on my team, and she had a boyfriend that would always come over and, like, chit-chat, you know, and fuck around. And he was a huge Naruto, like, but he didn't seem like it. He was just, like, a Mexican kid, like, but he was, like, one of those gangster cholo types, you know? And we always made fun of him for that shit, he wasn't a gangster type. He was, like, a dubstepper. Like, you know, those techno boys and shit that go to raves and whatnot. I don't know what the fuck you call them. Fuck boys, maybe? But, yeah, so he fucking loved that shit, you know? And we'd always make fun of him. Just recently, I realized Avatar and Naruto aren't the fucking same. Like, I always, like, pictured, like, when he would talk about Naruto, immediately what would come in my mind is fucking, look at all these Mexican kids sluffing. It's like fucking 20 Mexican kids sluffing. Are you fucking kidding me? Gang, squad! Fuck. Oh, maybe they're going to school. Oh, fuck, here's another police officer. He's in front of me, though. All these people are sluffing. All these kids are walking away from school. Don't you need me to walk towards school? This is K-Town for you. Holy shit, there's a horse out here. Sole. Oh shit. Damn. Oh man. Oh man, oh man. Oh man, oh lordy. Oh lordy, 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 lordy. Look at all these people. They just wanna party. Naughty, naughty, naughty. I don't know where that police officer went. He was on a mission and he got the fuck out. Ooh, he just reparked somewhere. And I think he's like scanning. Or maybe that's a different one. Who knows? Officer. Linguistics. Dang, I need to have Jordan Maxwell on the podcast. Like, he needs to be one of my premier first guests. Wonder if he's dead by now. Imagine if he, like, died within these last couple months and I was trying to get my shit together. He told me send him some details. I still have the email. I need to reply to it. That's going to be on my to-do list today. Jordan Maxwell. I got a new book yesterday. I forgot what it's called. Fuck. Trying to think right now. My memory's been shit. What is it? I don't know. I'll probably post it on my Instagram. Keep an eye on that. Oh, look at these cute Kearns K-Town girls sluffing class. She probably just got her ID. She's being reckless with her friends. She has a fuckboy in the back. Her girlfriend in the front. Man, I'd love to be that kid in high school. I was so fucking introverted in high school. Like, I remember, like, I had a car, and I remember I would, like, girls would ask me for rides, you know, girls I've known for, like, since elementary and junior high and shit. Girls that had a lot of compassion towards, you know, a lot of, they were sexually appealing, let's just put it that way. However, I was too much of a introverted kid, and you know, like, it's funny, like, when I got some confidence, I would spit game to girls, and they would, oh my goodness, wow, she's going to a cokehead's house. She looks like a real estate agent, this guy that sells coke, that I know for a fact sells coke in my neighborhood. And there's a beautiful girl going to his house today. And I don't know if it's a real estate agent, because she sure damn looks like it. I thought they got evicted, but maybe I'm wrong. Anyways, what was I talking about? Yeah, so in high school, I did have a moment, you know, where I would spit game to a lot of girls, but not because I did want to get it, you know, but I totally had no guidance, you know. I have since, like, learned the mastery, you know, if you want to get with someone, you know, how to play that game, you know, whether I actually do it or not, you know, that's a different story. But back then I was just kind of rolling with it, and I was just doing it as a way to joke and make people around me laugh. You know, like, I remember spitting game, and this black kid, he was like, "Oh, Mac got game!" You know, he talked like Bernie Mac. He's like, "Oh, Mac's a player!" I think that was his exact... He called me a Mac. He's like, "Mac's a player!" And then from then on, I was always... And he was always a player. Oh, shit, was that JD the other... Oh, shit, maybe that was the guy that I met at the apartment. And that would make a lot of sense, but he was so reserved. What a fucking cuck. So glad to be home. Even though my shitty ass bitch neighbor is here, you know. And I don't know if he did some shitty shit, but we'll find out soon enough. Well, actually, I don't want to park. Oh, fuck it. I'll do it anyways. Okay. Damn. My other neighbor, he's cool. He minds his own business, mostly. My other one, he's been gone for at least a week. You know, and I hope all is good. I mean, I haven't seen his dog, so I'm pretty sure his dog's with him. His truck is here, and all his lights are on. Just a little weird. Oh, shit, where's my mic? Holy fuck, has this been off the whole time? No, it's been on me. Good. Well, since I have it on me, maybe I should just continue this podcast while I have a smoke and enjoy the beautiful weather right now. Oh, I really should come cut my grass. Such a beautiful day. I forgot I had a monster. I was gonna be Kyle today. Kyle. But yeah, I don't know. I do think this idea of a IRL type podcast is a good idea. I'm just not, like, socially ready or capable to, like, start talking to myself, like, in establishments, and, you know, it's kind of just awkward, like, when there's not around a lot of people. Like, if I had a camera, it'd be different, because, like, I'm playing to an audience. But when it's, like, a hidden mic, it just, you know, it gives off the impression that I'm insane, you know. And just because I have mental health issues, doesn't mean I'm going to talk to myself in public by myself. But what would be good? Like, I was thinking, like, I could read fucking magazines or some shit as one. I want to focus today on making just content. Like, take 1-2 hours. Here, let me plan shit out for you guys here. Let's plan it out together while I enjoy the day, the sun, this niggerette. And a biggerette and a monster, because, you know, the reason why I'm indulging in these vices, I know some, it's probably sickening you, a lot of you guys, but I want to show you guys that you can overcome vices and become something great. And that's what I'm setting out to prove to you guys. I'm going to evolve from a cocoon. It's going to happen within these next 2 years. And you guys are going to see greatness, I guarantee you. And right now, I'm going to indulge in these vices and enjoy them. Shout out to Turkish Royals. What a nice day, man. Check for all you Dutch Royals here. Maybe when I get back on the computer, I'll play a match of Apex. I was a champion. It's springtime. I mean, I can see all these trees finally blooming. That's fucking nice. My peach tree is growing out. I need to do something with this RV. I was thinking of doing like an RV type theme podcast. Still might. That would actually be a pretty fun project where, I don't know, like a movie, a set, like make it into a set where, you know, maybe the whole thing is about a guy living in a RV, the protagonist, and I don't know, I'll think of something, but I need to do something with the RV, sell it, or hope no one heard of that. It's just residuals from this morning, but I've been up for an hour 20. I mean, after I got showered and everything. Man, I'm starting to get depressed again. Like, missed work and started to doubt myself. I'm gonna get all this shit that I have planned. It always turns out this way. I have all these things planned. There's just not enough time in the day, and I have a lot of OCD issues. Like, I want to make things perfect, and it's just very time consuming. And then I have procrastination issues. I need to get my shit together, and that's what I'm gonna show you guys. You know, I know it might sound depressed on here. One of my homies hit me up. He said he's been listening to the podcast, and I seem kind of depressed. But, you know, the reality is that I've felt this way for years, you know, and for the most part, I compartmentalize. You know, I put it all away. I put it somewhere deep inside, and I don't talk about it, or I talk about, you know, aspects of it, but, you know, with this podcast, you know, when I'm talking to myself, I really, you know, the only way I could provide any sort of content is if I'm being truthful, and if I'm using my mind to speak what I'm truly feeling. So, you know, I'm not bullshitting for the most part for a lot of the stuff, you know, but I'm not gonna commit suicide or anything. You know, it doesn't change the fact that, you know, I want to continue living. I want to change. I just don't see a lot of hope, you know, and that's what depression does. You know, it's just a weight that on your shoulders. It's life on hard mode. I don't necessarily want to kill myself. I do think that would make things a lot easier. I do think if you ended your life, you know, it just it ends all your issues. It's just an easy way out. But I've always had a winner's mentality. I'm not about that. I'm not about to give up. But, you know, I just want to put that out there. You know, I would not kill myself. I have too many, you know, if my parents were gone, if there was some tragedies in my life right now, it would probably be enough to push me over the edge. But as long as everyone in my family is still fighting, still struggling, still continuing on, still trying to make something out of this world, you know, I got to be there to support them. I remember when my mom would tell me, when we were growing up, you know, that I had to grow up so I can take care of her, you know. And I remember at the time thinking, you know, I was probably like 3 or 4 at the time, and I was sitting like on the laundry room, like we're at these apartments, we're at the fucking local laundry there, and I was sitting on top of the laundry machine. I remember her telling me this, and she's like, you gotta grow up, you gotta learn, you gotta study so you can take care of me and your dad when you're older. And you know, at the time it kind of mind fucked me. I'm like, how am I gonna take care of them? Like, who's gonna take care of me? Like, I still, you know, I had that mind state, and you know, I carried that with me obviously for my whole life. And I don't know, like, it's just kind of upsetting too. Like, no one really believed in me and my family, like, outside of my parents, you know. They always said, like, my little nephews or something, that they were going to be the ones who saved my family from the poor class, basically, and bring us out of despair, you know. And they're not going to do it, you know. I always known it was going to have to be me. I was going to have to be the responsible one, the only one that had the technical knowledge and the willpower. I just been really down lately, and it's been like this for the majority of my time out of high school. And I don't know, like, it's just kind of shitty. Like, you know, you have a dream, you have some plans, you think that you're gonna be substantially happier once you achieve those dreams. Well, you know, it doesn't always turn out that way. Sometimes, you know, you achieve your dreams, you achieve your goals, you achieve stuff that you thought mattered, and then once you get there, you're not much happier, and that's the point I'm at, you know. Like, I worked hard, I really wanted a house, I, you know, hundreds of hours of overtime, saving, you know, making sacrifices, and then here I am. Not much happier. Really wanted to be an IT. I hated my profession. Worked my ass off. I got to that point, and here I am, hating my job, self-destructing, you know, getting myself fired from a good position, from something a lot of people would want. And I'm not happy. And I blame it on my environment. And for the most part, you know, I'm going to continue doing that because I hate it. You know, I'm one of those, you know, like I was saying earlier, like, Japanese have like a mind state where a certain person, they have a certain energy, a certain vibration to them, and they have a certain type of energy, like influencer types, and I can't really explain it like off the top of my head. But if I, you know, if I wanted to explain it for myself, I think I'm more of a, maybe an enhancer type energy. So, like, I think I can give off positive energy if I'm in a good mind state, but I also think I can fuck people up, like, with that same energy, like, if I'm in a bad mind state. And just something I've noticed over the, you know, last couple years, especially the last couple months, you know, like, if I'm in a good mood, everyone around me is in a good mood, and, like, I have all those type of personality, karma, forgot what the chakra, whatever you like to call it, like, energy that you set off. I think I'm like an enhancer type. Like, if I had a team of 5 people around me, I think I would like make all of them better. Whereas there's some other types that were like, they're specialist types where they're really good at one thing, or there's like ones that are the opposite of enhancer types where they need to have someone giving them energy to be productive, or, you know, I don't know, like, I kind of feel like, well, I think that's actually the same. And, like, and if you don't have that environment around you, basically, you're just lowering your happiness, and, because you're not at your full potential. And, you know, I came into this job mindset with the best intentions at heart. I did try really hard. They weren't letting me help them, you know, and I think that's what killed my motivation for that job. You know, if I was a little bitch, but they still appreciated what I did for them, and they would take what I did for them in stride and use that to help the team. But like I said many a times, they don't do that. They take advantage. And what ends up happening is they just don't end up doing shit. You know, they just use the time to look at maps. You know, I have no idea why the fuck they have such a fascination for maps. Well, one of the guys, you know, like, what the fuck could be so important that you gotta be looking at a fucking map all day? Like, I asked him one time, and he kind of avoided the question, but I just wonder, like, what the fuck is he doing? Is he planning? Like, is he, like, looking for a burial site where he can, like, kill someone, bury them, and, like, have no one ever find their body? Like, what the fuck is he doing? Like, he's wasting so much energy doing this. Like, I don't understand. I don't think he has the need to be working right now. Like, he's ready to retire. His wife's a fucking teacher. Like, it just seems like he goes to work, does whatever the fuck he wants. My boss doesn't care, you know. Like, we talked about it. He knows he doesn't do shit, you know. He doesn't. He straight up told me he's not gonna make a staffing change. And then 2 weeks later, he fires someone else on the team who I think had potential. You know, he was just a very lazy fuck who didn't have anyone around him, you know, just like me. The only thing is that I have a purpose. He didn't really have a purpose. You know, I couldn't really self-destruct all the way. You know, he was self-destructing in the way where he would still go to work. He'd be late. He'd do all the same bad habits that I would do. He just wouldn't do any work when he got there. And the difference between me and him is, you know, I might be late. I might slack off. I might, you know, be late every single day. I might not be, you know, willing to stay late anymore. Just, you know, I'm not giving 100% of my spare time to that company. And, but when I'm there, I'm giving 110%. You can guarantee that, you know, I'm doing multiple things at once. Even when I say I will, I end up doing it anyways. Yesterday, I didn't move from my desk. I went to my, sat down. It was, got there like 8:40. I was kind of late. And I didn't get up until 2:30. Okay, so all that time I was working, I didn't get up to piss. Nothing. I got up at the beginning of the day to get a cup of water. That's it. And then the rest of the day, I sat down. I fucking did my job. Worked multiple issues. I imaged three machines from Windows 7 to Windows 10. I put in work. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing he didn't do. He would go to work. And he would just watch videos. At the end, he started sleeping, you know. But it's just kind of ironic but it was just kind of silly from my perspective. Like, if I went to him as an employee, I was like, here's what's up. I'm not motivated because I'm not being incentivized. And I'm not happy because my team, like, makes me so upset because of their work ethic. And I don't like working with them. You know, so as a manager, you know, what he basically said, it's my fault. I have to learn how to work with them, that I have to strain myself, I have to overwork myself basically and put up with them so I can be in good standing with the company. So I don't know, it's just kind of bullshit. But then he ends up, you know, firing someone else, you know, that actually had something, but he, you know, the manager didn't want to take the time to actually pull that potential. He was more happy with the reliable employees who fuck over the company, but are, you know, there from, you know, 5 a.m. to fucking 2:30 p.m., you know, like, on the dot. They, you know, and they stop working, you know, like, 2 hours before their shift ends, and they, you know, and it's very noticeable, because otherwise they're on the phone the entire fucking day. And it's so fucking stupid because, you know, they get called for help and then someone else has to go over there into their cube, like my part, you know, the team lead or some shit, and fix the issues for them. So it fucking totally defeats the purpose. They're basically just a middleman, you know, an overpaid middleman. Because what they do is they get me or the team lead or someone knowledgeable, and then they go have them fix the issue, and then they wipe their hands clean, you know, and they get the credit for it and whatnot. But yeah, I don't know. Like, we were at 80 tickets, I think, when I left yesterday, 78, 79. Still haven't gotten to that 75 mark. I think tomorrow we're going to a team lunch to Wasatch Brewery. Should be fun. Maybe I can hide my mic there and do a podcast and interview these guys on hidden, you know. But so yeah, it's gonna get an idea. No, I'm not gonna do that, but be a fun idea. God, the sun feels so good right now. I'm not gonna lie. You just sit here and sunbathe. I think that's what I need. You get some vitamin D. I'm gonna put these posters up. So let's plan this out. I keep just talking, and I don't end up smoking my cigarette. It just burns out. So here's the game plan. I'm gonna set up the rest of my room and put up the posters, clean the living area, get it all organized, wipe the tables down, maybe play one match of Apex for fun. And then probably have to clean out my fish tanks, go through all these letters in the mail that I haven't gone through, like fucking pile, like 20, 30, probably just bill collectors, reply back to Facebook messages. A bunch of friends have messaged me, I haven't messaged them back. I have to go through all my emails. I have like 200 emails I have to go through. I'm not gonna worry about work for shit today, and hopefully the rest of the time. So hopefully I'm thinking all this is gonna probably take 2-3 hours. I'm hoping by the end of that I have enough mental energy to get at least one video started, and then hopefully, you know, I take an hour break after that to cut my lawn. Hopefully it's nice and sunny still. Maybe I'll skip that for another day, but that might be on the radar. And then after that, maybe hopefully more just content producing, because, you know, once I get everything lined up in my home life, you know, I think at that point I'm just going to focus on building myself, transforming, like I was mentioning before, going to the gym. You know, that's on my agenda. It's been on my agenda, but, you know, when you have, you know, it seems so, you know, it's funny because it kind of seems like that's what's going to help me. But I have so many viable excuses to move me away from that. But I just know that you just feel so much better when you're in good shape and you're exercising. And even though I know I don't have the energy now to do that, you know, because I do exercise at home. I try to. And I just simply don't have the energy or explosion that I once used to have. But I know once you know, get in that habit, it's going to totally change. I just know my mental capabilities are diminished right now, but we'll get there. How long has it been? 1:30. Oh, just in time, right when I want to wrap things up. I do want to get to an hour and a half on this podcast. Looks like we're at 1:29, so I don't know, guys. Pray for me. Let's see if we can make some shit happen. If it's gonna happen, it's gonna be today. Today, it's gonna have to be today. Like, no excuses. I have to be caught up by the end of today. And I'm not really motivated, but it's gonna have to happen. Subscribe, share, and be on the lookout for some content here shortly. I love you guys, and I hope you have a great day.